all of our products have been built on scientific research to help with your health. PharmaNord can even help in such areas as senile dementia, strokes, and Alzheimer's. All our products are made in accordance with pharmaceutical standards and guidelines. And all our products are just one call away. Call PharmaNord on 01670 519989. That's 01670 519989. Or visit pharmanord.co.uk. PharmaNord, winning the war of nutrition.
Q10, Q10, bioquinone, Q10, 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 bioquinone, Q10, 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 bioquinone, Q10. And yet, what is Q10? What is Q10? Everybody eats food. Everybody drinks water. Everybody eats food. Everybody drinks water. Everybody eats food. Everybody drinks water. And everybody breathes oxygen. And everybody,
as always, stating the obvious but in a magical way, which actually starts thinking about the philosophy of life and a variety of other things. Of course, Dennis the chemist, are you in fact there?
I am indeed, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And born in Blackpool, clearly, 7 decades later, they have an earthquake to celebrate the event. Great stuff. Time, it all sort of slots into place in one way, shape or form. Still, I think Hilly Holloway's people at Blackpool will survive this season. They'll stay in the Premiership. There we are, this prediction. But only if they take their bioquinone Q10. Dennis, today we're talking about the meaning of life and conditionally essential and all sorts of other bits and pieces and philosophising and such like. So, over to you, sir.
Well, sir, every day I glance through papers, mainly Daily Express, the Daily Mail, the Manchester Evening News, our local Metro paper, and there are the journalists are finding interesting facts all the time. And I, part of my addiction to knowledge, is I'm cutting these out, and I've got a few in front of me just now, which all relate to the PharmaNord range of products. Let me just read one or two things I've cut out. There's one here. Alzheimer tests could hold the key to living longer. And it's talking about a yellow dye used in the diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease. Could hold the key to a long and healthy life. And they're using this dye in worms. And they've actually been able to show, I don't know how they show symptoms dementia in worms. Well, they're looking at a certain plaque which forms in Alzheimer called the beta amyloid plaque, where it's a protein where it clumps together in toxic clumps around the nerves and parts of the brain. And this dye is helping to lower the levels of the substance. But right at the end, the researcher, Dr. Silvestre Alaves, and Professor Gordon Lithgow of the Buck Institute for AIDS Research in Novato in California, he says at the end, we're excited about this new avenue of research for compounds that slow disease. And there was a general phrase I picked up on. He's looking at Alzheimer, but all the diseases as we age that could crop up, heart disease, diabetes, angina, high blood pressure, Alzheimer, arthritis. As we pass through life, as you mentioned, one of the phrases I picked up on from a professor, Jeffrey Bland from America, conditionally essential. As you go through life, things which helpful things like vitamins and minerals, things which you didn't really need or you thought you didn't need in your earlier years of life when you're 15, 22, 27, as you get older and your body sort of wears out a bit, then things which you didn't need perhaps when you were younger, You may now need them as you get older, because the condition of your body with ageing may sort of push you into a situation where you now need to take things to help maintain good health. Andrew Lloyd Webber, the world-famous composer, 63, and he had his prostate gland removed after being diagnosed with prostate cancer. He had the operation to remove the cancerous prostate in 2009. And he said he had initially been keen to explore alternative therapies, but he opted to have the prostate gland organ taken out when the doctors told him it would mean he had virtually 100% chance of a full recovery. He was told that such surgery would result in impotence and that he would be unlikely to have sex again naturally. So Lord Lloyd Webber, who'd been married 3 times, he admits he is resigned to a sexless life, and he was interviewed by Piers Morgan on his ITV1 Life Stories, and this is what happened, that he'd become impotent. So the impotence was caused by the necessity in saving his life of having his prostate gland removed, and in removing that gland and the operation, it had made him impotent. So one of the products in Pharmanaud's range, bioselenium with zinc. If men took bioselenium as zinc, now selenium, as we've said many times, is the world's rarest mineral, and Great Britain has got the lowest levels of selenium in the world, in the soil. And consequently, all the foods that are grown in England and in English soil, in the UK soil, and the water that we drink, it's very, 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 very low in levels of the mineral selenium. In Venezuela, they get 350 micrograms of selenium a day, and Taiwan gets 175 milligrams a day, and Japan get 250 milligrams a day. And in Great Britain, we get 31 micrograms a day. It's obviously very, very low levels. If you look at the graph in a book, Selenium as a Food and Medicine, there's a graph in a chapter on cancer, and it shows a graph of the breast cancer levels across the world in 21 countries. And it's a straight line graph. As the selenium levels in different countries are dropping when they measured the levels, they then asked in the hospitals in that country, what's the levels of your breast cancer, the number of women per 1,000 who are getting, or per 100,000 who are getting breast cancer. And it was a straight line graph. As the levels of selenium were found to be less in the soil in specific countries, then the levels of breast cancer were going up. And so it seemed obvious to the researchers that people should be taking a supplement of selenium. And so many people in England now are taking bioselenium with zinc. Now the zinc, why did Pharmanaud add the zinc? Because many people are low in the mineral zinc. And it can take up to 2 years to build your zinc levels up. So when you take a couple of tablets a day of bioselenium with zinc, on the box it says one a day, because Pharmanaud, who make bioselenium with zinc, along with all their other 30-odd products, they sell them all over the world in about 48 countries. But in this country, because we've got the lowest selenium levels in the world, although it says one a day on the box, people should take two a day to give them 200 micrograms of selenium, added to the lousy 31, which is all we're getting through our UK food chain, it will give them 231 micrograms a day, which is a very good dose to help greatly reduce the chance of getting breast cancer and diabetic cataracts. 16 chapters in the book, Selenium as a Food and and medicine. And it's addressing all these different illnesses by explaining that, and it explains the chemistry in the book by Dr. Richard Passwater. Good name for a doctor, Passwater, especially when we're talking about this problem of prostate cancer, prostate enlargement. The thing that can affect a lot of men first is an overgrowth of the prostate gland. In fact, it affects one prostate gland, this little gland which is circling round the urethra, that's the tube from the bladder to the penis. This tube, the urethra, in men has this gland growing round it on the outside. And it's to do with making the seminal fluids of the semen in men. So it's a very important gland in what it's producing. But unfortunately, as men get to 40, 50, 60, 70, this gland starts to grow. It wouldn't be so bad if it grew on the outside of this tube. That's the tube taking the urine from the bladder to the penis to be passed out. But it also grows on the inside, and it makes the tubing, the urethra, goes narrower. And then you get a lot of men, as they get older, they start to go to the toilet regularly, very frequently through the day. And then a lot of men start to be woken up at night, and they can go 6 times a night through the night. Besides wearing out the carpet, they're shattered because their sleep's being disturbed. Now, if they take 2 tablets a day of bioselenium with zinc, the zinc blocks a pathway where one substance, the male sex hormone, the testosterone, if it's converted, which isn't helpful, into dihydrotestosterone, that's part of the cause of the enlargement of the gland. And the zinc helps to, and zinc does many things in your body, for everybody, men and women, it boosts your immune system. But with regard to the prostate, it helps to block the enzyme alpha-1 reductase. Now, if allowed to do its dastardly job, it would convert the good testosterone to the rubbish version, the dihydrotestosterone. By the way, the dihydrotestosterone is also involved in getting sort of your baldness in men earlier in life. So by blocking the testosterone becoming the rubbish version, dihydrotestosterone, the zinc is doing many jobs, not just for helping to reduce the chance of an enlarged prostate gland and wearing out your carpet, and then some of these prostate gland enlargements actually become cancerous. And 10,000 men get prostate cancer. 10,000 men die of prostate cancer every year. I think the number is like 1 every 2 hours. Somebody somewhere in the UK, a poor man, dies from prostate cancer. Somebody every 2 hours. 10,000 men a year. And 37,000 men get prostate cancer a year. 37,000 men get prostate cancer every year. And one of the natural ways of helping to protect against getting it is by taking bioselenium with zinc. The zinc helps to protect against the cancer, the selenium does, and the zinc helps to stop the enlargement. So prevention is better than cure. I read another little article, Alex, which said, it said, the heading was, "Only a heart attack will get us moving." It said, "The average British adult is so lazy that only a heart attack would make them live a healthier lifestyle. 3 in 5 Brits would need such a scare to overhaul their way of life." A study for the Benenden Healthcare Society shows. I must look up on the internet what the Benenden, B-E-N-E-N-D-E-N, Benenden Healthcare Society shows. I must look up who these sensible, clever people are who are doing research into these sort of philosophical ideas. It said, almost a half would wait to be warned by a doctor. Even mundane tasks leave us breathless, with 3 in 5 people admitting they feel shattered after vacuuming their carpets and house for just 15 minutes. That's showing just how unfit we are. And then it said, we're talking about demanding screening everybody over 75 for dementia. And then we saw Gertie the hen, who turned into Bertie. What was this about? It was shown in the Mail and the Express. They were showing a picture of a cockerel who'd had a natural sex change. The confident strut, the distinctive wattle and comb and ear-splitting crowing all suggests that this particular bird is a cockerel. There's just a problem. A few months earlier, he was a she. The extraordinary transformation that happened since November, when the speckled hen called Gertie stopped laying eggs and began developing male characteristics. And now the bird's owner, from Needingworth in Cambridgeshire, are making do with fewer eggs on the breakfast table. They have changed their chicken's name from Gertie to Bertie. According to Victoria Roberts of the Poultry Club of Great Britain, the spontaneous sex change is a 1 in 10,000 event caused by changes in the bird's hormones. Damage to an ovary can cause the bird's testosterone, which I've just mentioned, the testosterone levels, it soared. And why? Because it was damaged to an ovary, and it turned the remaining ovary from an ovary, which is found in females, into a testicle, which is found in males. So that's just damage to an organ doing such a drastic change. So we're all sort of breathing in insecticides and pesticides and E-numbers and colorants, and we're not getting enough selenium, and we don't get enough sleep. That was another article in Female in the Mail on Thursday, which was talking about the startling conclusions is a wake-up call for exhausted women. And most of us feel we don't get enough sleep. And he was explaining the different stages of sleep. And if you don't get your 6 hours, if you're only getting 4 or 5 hours, then you don't go through stages which would give you a better health. Because the human body is designed, you need at least 6 hours up to 8 hours. That's the best range. And many people are not getting their 6 hours sleep, or it's being disturbed, like with the prostate enlargement. And then there's another article in the Mail, a scientific study proves being dumped by a lover really does cause physical pain. I've never felt such agony of a broken heart. And this was explaining how a broken heart actually does evoke illness because it's so powerful to be so upset. And the last one was putting salt on your chips. We all have too much salt, as we know. You should have 6 grams a day maximum, and children should have much less. And they were saying that in Stockport, they're removing the salt shakers from all the curry houses and the fish and chip shops and the cafes, trying to help people of Stockport to reduce the salt that they're using. We're all having far much salt. And I don't agree that it's making us into a nanny state. I feel people do need help. And the Pharmanord range, let's talk about the Pharmanord range. Now we've got the background of how we should be helping ourselves. Let's just throw out some facts. The mineral magnesium, we mentioned selenium, we've mentioned zinc, which is in the Pharmanord product, bioselenium with zinc. Biomagnesium, I heard the World Authority speak for an hour on magnesium, this mineral, about 15 years ago at a conference in Switzerland, in Geneva. And he was saying that the mineral magnesium is involved, selenium is involved in 66 pathways, zinc's involved in up to 200 pathways, so men and women need selenium and zinc, And magnesium is in 300 pathways. It's in more pathways than any other mineral. And it's very cheap. Like Fibonacci charge for 150 biomagnesium tablets. So on one a day, that would last April, May, June, July, August. You wouldn't need any till September. The box would last you 5 months. And it's about £10.95 for 5 months. So for the price of a couple of packet of fags, which on 20 a day would last you 2 days and sort of progress towards death and illness and emphysema, COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, circulation problems, strokes, intermittent claudication of your legs, impotence in men. These are all the things from smoking. And, you know, for £6 or £7 a box, which is £14 for 2 boxes. And here you've got a box of biomagnesium, which will last you 5 months for about £10.95. I mean, the maths add up. Magnesium is pennies a day. And it helps so many things. It helps sleep. It helps nerves. It helps the heart to function better. It's so important to have magnesium. If somebody has a stroke, the where the clot is in the heart, within minutes the heart desperately needs to open up all the blood supply to keep the heart going. Half the people who have heart attacks, say in the street, 50% of people actually die from heart attacks. And those who manage to get into hospital, 90% are low in magnesium. And why is magnesium so important when somebody's lying there on the pavement trying to get a secondary blood supply to the heart to keep the heart going? Because it's the nerves which tell the collaterals, the side arteries, open up, because the main artery is blocked, that's where the heart attack is. Open up the side motorway roads, keep the heart going, and it's the nerves which tell these blood vessels to open. But it's the magnesium which works the nerves. So when I heard that lecture 15 years ago by the World Authority on magnesium, me and my wife and many of my customers, we now take a biomagnesium tablet. And chromium, another mineral, used to be made candlesticks, and your bumpers used to be made of chromium. And now you've got from Pharmanord biochromium. And I spoke to the World Authority on chromium many years ago, who'd explained in his book on chromium that 80% of people are low in chromium. And chromium, this mineral, is needed to make a substance called the glucose tolerance factor. Glucose, sugar. Ah, diabetes. Ah, 3 million people with diabetes in England. 3 million? I thought it was 2 million. Yeah, 2 million know they've got it. 1 million walking around, and there'll be many people listening to the programme who will be some of them, who are actually diabetic, and they don't know they've got diabetes. There are many signs of diabetes. It could be a rapid weight loss. It could be drinking a lot of water. And type 1 diabetes is sort of different to type 2. Type 1 diabetes, which is 10% of diabetics, and that number, 10%, is pretty stable each year, the number of people getting type 1 diabetes. And it's often in young people when their pancreas, for whatever reason, maybe after virus, gets damaged after a virus, and suddenly it can't function, it can't make the insulin. But the 90% of people who are type 2 diabetes, now this is to do, it seems, with obesity, because this number is creeping up. They reckon in another 20 years, it won't be 3 million people in diabetes. We've got diabetes in Great Britain. It will be 6 million, and there's only 60 million on the island. So 6 million into 60 goes 10. So that means 1 in 10 people will be diabetic, but 90% of them will be type 2. It's because we're fat, we're overweight, whatever word you want to use to describe people, as their waist goes up and their weight goes up and the children's weight goes up and people are eating the wrong food, they're not sitting around in the evening having tea together, people are sitting watching television eating, they're over the computer eating, people have the lunch at work, they're frightened, obviously, to lose the job, they don't want to take the full hour, they don't want to take half an hour, they don't want to take 5 minutes, they don't want to leave the spot, it would be much better for their health. They find that people do better work when they come back from a good 1 hour lunch, so it's false economy. not to take your hour's lunch and go and sit in the park, maybe eat your sandwiches in the park, or go out and chat and relax with friends for an hour. But people are working hard. There's a recession. People working hard, but they're not looking after themselves. It doesn't give them that hour's break. They're eating the wrong food. They're eating stodgy food. They're not eating wholemeal bread. They're eating too much white flour, white pizza, white pasta. It's not made with wholemeal. It's what we call high glycemic index. It releases the sugar too fast. And chromium makes the glucose tolerance factor, which helps you to tolerate the sugar, because too much sugar is then stored and generates too much insulin production, and then you get the obesity laying down the fat, especially around your tummy. And the tummy fat is near your main organs, so the fat, as it becomes greater and greater, starts to spread round your organs in your body. Your heart is up there, and your spleen's there, and your liver's there. So it's no good having all this fat round your tummy. It wouldn't be so bad if you put on weight it was round your ankles, because the fat, you may have fat ankles from being overeating, but the fat wouldn't be encroaching on your liver and your spleen and moving up to your heart. So you can see that selenium and magnesium and chromium makes the glucose tolerance factor. I will mention, I just said Q10. Q10 is the biggest selling thing in the Pharma Nord range for those people hearing about Q10 for the first time. There is this substance called coenzyme Q10, the Pharma Nord brand, which gives you very good blood levels because it's made in Denmark to pharmaceutical standards by Danish law. All things made in health food stores in Denmark have had to be made to pharmaceutical standards. And so the Pharma Nord range, everything is to pharmaceutical standards. And this substance, bioquinone Q10, made in our liver, and the levels drop as we pass 21. And when we get to 39, the levels have gone back to the levels of a two-year-old. It gives you energy. I've been to Boston, Germany, Italy, London, Los Angeles, Prague. Dr. Chris Steele, the TV doctor, came with me to Belgium last year. Next year, we hope to go to Madrid. I've heard 700 lectures on bioquinone Q10. It's for your energy. We use it for angina, high blood pressure, heart failure, chronic fatigue.
Dennis, we've just reached the stage where we have to... I know. I can tell that.
I'll be upset if I don't tell them how wonderful...
We're going to have to even probably split this up into two parts for the podcast scenario, but life continues its own way, and again, going from the philosophy of life and a variety of other things to some very interesting, fascinating facts, which obviously tie in with Pharma Nord. Of course, multibits.co.uk is the official Pharma Nord website. You can also find out details at dennisthechemist.com. Have you had a reasonably interesting little mini-lecture once again, Dennis?
Well, I didn't realise I remembered so many things from all the newspapers.
Well, there are, so I take it then...
But it's very focused when you're sort of sitting here thinking, what am I going to say? What am I going to say? And it all comes out.
Exactly. So I take it then you'll be back with us. Let's say, shall we go for a week again?
Okay.
We'll go next week? Excellent.
Okay.
Dennis the Chemist will be back in a week's time. Hurrah!
Thank you.